defensive back situation is a lot different than it was last year, particularly at the cornerback position. And in to talk about it, defensive backs coach Corey Unlin here with me, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. So you've got four cornerbacks on the roster. One was here last year. What has that challenge been like for you to integrate everybody into the Corey Unlin way?
Corey Unlin way. It's always a challenge. Every year is a challenge, obviously. New scheme a little bit with Jim obviously coming in, but coach the same way we always coach, same way I always coach, and hopefully you can get through to them and get them on the same page with, you know, teaching and demanding. And it's been a pleasure, this group. I like them a lot. They've done a good job. They all come to work professionals. They understand the game, which has obviously been a huge plus. I think a lot of the stuff gets put into, especially in the position, on how fast you move and your change direction, what's your 40 time, can you catch. This position's played with a lot of awareness and a lot of football IQ. Obviously, the more you know, the more you can anticipate. It obviously helps you play the game. It slows the game down, and we've got a bunch of guys in the room that understand it, so it's been good so far. We've got a long way to go, but I like where we're trending.
Let's talk about the holdover first. Nolan Carroll comes back from the really nasty injury last year. Yep. He'd been playing pretty darn well up to that point, right?
He did, yeah. He was playing good at that point. Obviously, that's part of the game. Ever since he got hurt, though, I mean, the guy's never – I mean, you know him. Everybody knows him. And he did not blink, came back, started doing rehab, and has been full force, obviously, through all the OTAs and came back. And I thought he was actually better in OTAs and training camp – not OTAs, excuse me – in training camp when he came back and he was going than he was last year. That's the way the guy's built. That's his mindset. Nothing's going to slow the guy down. And he's played decent the first two games. He's got to get better just like the rest of us do.
Corey, you added a couple of players in free agency, Leodis McKelvin, Ron Brooks. Can you talk about what they bring to the table for you, what you try to get out of them?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that obviously both of them bring was a little familiarity between them and Coach Schwartz and to me. So they've been in the scheme. So some of the things that we were doing in the spring, they obviously had done it before, so that obviously helps. And I think those two guys are the epitome of what I was talking about as far as guys' football IQ. They understand the game. They understand splits. Those two guys are very, very sharp, not only on the field but in the meeting room. So they've been a huge bonus to not only to me but the rest of the players in the room. So that's a huge plus. And they're both great kids. They come to work every single day trying to get better. And obviously, we got to get Leo back here and get that hamstring fixed. But Brooks, he's done a good job so far, obviously playing mostly in the nickel. And then he can play outside as well. So both of them got a little versatility for us as well.
Brooks seems to be, I guess I would describe him as tenacious. Is that accurate?
That's a great word. The guy plays with his hair on fire. Doesn't matter what the play is, run or pass. He had a couple plays last night that were a little loose. But you can't guarantee that even if he messes a play up, he's going to mess it up full speed and find a way to hopefully get the guy on the ground, and he had two great examples of that last night. So he's doing a good job.
Corey, the draft process comes in, and first describe your involvement in those months leading up to the draft. What do you actually do?
Watch a lot of tape. Obviously, get a list from Howie and his guys on that side of the building, and they basically give you a list to evaluate from guys in college. And you sit down and start going through the tape, and then the next step would then be after you share your information with them on another list that would come from them that, hey, we want you to go see their pro days. We want to go work those guys out. And then go down there and spend some time with the kid, i.e. Jalen Mills. We went to LSU this year and got to spend some time with him. And then you kind of just keep watching the tape and get as much information as you can. And then obviously you got to stack those guys and put them in an order that you want them. And then between the coaching staff and Howie and the personnel side, you put them in a list so that when it comes time to pick, you've got them in the right slot.
And Jalen Mills is there in the seventh round. Now, I know you had him higher than that, right?
Yeah, we had him a little higher than that, yeah.
So when you pick him, what did you think you had, and what have you found out that you do have?
No, I thought we had a great player when we picked him, and after being with him for obviously in the spring and through training camp now at the start of the season, it's exactly what I thought when we evaluated the kid. He's a good player. He's smart, kind of Ron Brooks, Leo. I mean, the guy plays fast. He competes. He can attack the ball when it's in the air down the field, which is huge for a guy that plays that position. He is not anywhere near perfect yet, but he has gotten better every single day he comes out here. And everybody loves the way the kid competes. And And I thought the game obviously was a great example of that. Gets beat and then finds a way to come back and help us win.
He plays a couple of snaps, I guess 12 snaps in game one when Liotis went out. And then he played in the nickel and the dime on Monday night against Chicago. The you see it literally, Corey, every rep, I mean, that he gets better, that he gets more comfortable, he gets more confidence.
Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute for experience. You can practice all you want against our offense and OTAs and all that. I mean, until you're out there with the lights on, whether it's Monday night or Sunday at 1 o'clock, wherever it is, there's no substitute for that. So I think every game that he's out there and he's still playing at a high level for us and getting better, he's going to continue in that trend. Now, if he doesn't, then he won't be out there. But from what we've seen so far and what he's shown us and me, he's got a bright future as long as we can keep him healthy and he keeps it. You know, he keeps coming in every single day with that same mindset.
He said after the game that he felt he was greedy on that big pass to Alshon Jeffrey.
I'd call that selfish, but greedy, selfish. Whatever.
What does it mean? What happened?
He took a peek at the quarterback. Just a double move. The guy came up, ran a stutter. It wasn't even that good of a route, but couldn't help it. And looked at the quarterback for seconds, and then you lose the wideout, and then the wideout before you get back to him when you know the quarterback pumps it at him, and the guy's running by you. So,
did he get better as the game went along?
I would say this. Yeah, he did get better. He made a couple plays for us, missed a tackle over there, which he's got to make. He made it the first time, missed it the second time. So a little inconsistent on that. But the one thing he didn't, he never blinked. Short-term memory after that play. The players quickly reminded him, and we all did on the sideline, you can't. And I thought he responded perfect on the sideline. Didn't think about it, went back out there, played good, besides those couple other plays in there. But had an effect on that interception by Nigel. Ended up there on 17 and got a good jam on him. Kind of messed up the timing on the throw. And then obviously he threw it to Nigel there. Great play by Nigel too. Great play by everybody in the field on that snap. But didn't think about it ever again. I don't think it affected him the rest of the game. And you have to be able to do that to play that spot.
So. For Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town. I mean, what a great challenge, right? What makes their passing game so dynamic as you've studied it this week?
Every guy they got on the field. The quarterback, obviously, I think is the key to it. But I don't need to name all the wideouts, but you can – they're all –
Starting with Antonio Brown, right?
They're all good. Tight ends are good. The running back's good. They can run it. They can throw it. And then with that, I mean, yeah, this will be a good challenge for us. And we got a lot of work to do this week in preparation for it, but we'll see how it comes down. But
how's the mindset? What do you want your cornerbacks, what do you want the mindset to be?
The mindset's the same as it is every single week. You got to go out there and play the best you can. And we got to limit explosive plays. We got to show up on the perimeter better than we did last night and tackle. They do a good job of getting the ball out quick to all those wideouts, to every one of them. On the perimeter, so it gets it out of Ben's hands, and then those guys can make plays. They're all playmakers in space, so we got to show up in the perimeter, not just in the pass game, but in the run game, in that screen game. So it's a great challenge for us, and hopefully we'll have a great week of preparation, and we'll show up.
Corey, you've got your cornerbacks, you've got your safeties. There has to be a tremendous working relationship between those two groups. Can you describe what it's been like for you to integrate everybody here early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really, really positive. Malcolm, Rodney, obviously two good players. The IQ in the room, I already talked about the corners with Ron and, I mean, Nolan, all those guys. So the relationship in the room, the way that we meet, obviously, is all together. We don't have any discussions without everybody in the room. So we've been on the same page so far. Not many MEs. I don't think we've had one in two games because we're on the same page. But that group that we have, I'm very fortunate. All mature guys, they want to work, they want to get better every single day, they want to come in and watch tape, ask questions. We've had some great meetings, and we're going to have some really good ones here in the next 4 days.
So I characterize it as good start, a lot of work to do.
That would be fair. Okay. That would be very fair.
Corey Unlund, thanks so much.
You got it.
Corey Unlund, Eagles defensive backs coach in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.